Brian McKnight is a triple threat: singer, songwriter, and producer. He sold over 16 million records, including his double platinum hit, Anytime. His latest disc is called 10 and features the chart-topping single, Find Myself in You. I was so lonely, though there were so many summers waiting. I'm so glad that this ain't that. I recently spoke with Brian at our NPR West studios. Brian McKnight, welcome.
Thank you.
So this latest album is 10. Mm-hmm. That's the name. It's your 10th album. Mm-hmm. Give me very quickly, don't think about it, a top 10 list of how you should live Brian McKnight style. Come on, fast. Spit them out.
That's not a question I can just spit out because I don't know. I'm very boring.
Oh, no, you're not. Just give me three. How about three?
You have to love a lot of sports. You have to be a sports head. You need to be able to adapt to any situation, you know. I'm into a lot of things that, you know, will put your life in jeopardy. You know, the motorcycle racing and the skydiving and a lot of different things. So, you know, I'm definitely a lot of fun, but, you know, you definitely have to check your HMO before you hang out with me. So I don't know if that answers your question.
check your HMO.
You know, it's funny. I have the systematic answer for every question because I've been asked everything. But you throw something at me, I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what to say.
You know, I just have to throw you off.
Okay.
So that, you know, you can't give us the same answers. Well, actually, let's talk a little bit about interviewing.
Okay.
Do you get tired of it? Do you get tired of people asking you about your music, which gives you less time to do your music?
You know what? No, because I always have enough time to do the music that I do. And now, when a record's done, I can breathe. Listen.
Unhappy Without You. I love the beat that has.
Right.
It's really, you know, fresh. I mean, it's different from some of the slower R&B songs. How would you describe that song?
This particular song, for me, it's never about the music. It's always about what I'm saying. And this is a really integral song because you get to a point sometimes in a relationship when you're dealing with somebody where if I'm going to be unhappy, I can be unhappy all by myself. And I thought that was a very universal message that people, you know, you shouldn't put up with a whole lot, no matter how much you love somebody, because love really sometimes isn't enough. Used to make love to me every single night. How can we get back to that blissful synergy? You gotta give me everything.
A lot of your songs, I mean, when you talk about things people can relate to, love. You know, you are a master of love songs. What keeps you coming back to that theme over and over?
Well, it's the only thing that we all, no matter what walk of life, color, shape, creed, religion, whatever, that we have in common. We all want to love somebody and we all want to be loved in return. So you can never run out of subject matter, even if it's the same subject matter, because at the end of the day, it's what you want.
So we interviewed Smokey Robinson, and he was joking about how folks would say, oh, you know, my mom says that I was conceived to a Smokey Robinson song. Mm. Do people ever come up to you and say, oh, this is Brian, and he was conceived during a Brian McKnight song?
Every day. Every day this happens, and it's a great feeling because if people, when they're being their most intimate, they use you. I think that's a great thing because it's at a time when it's very important to them to have the mood set. So I have no problem being the mood setter. None at all.
What mood are you setting with 10?
Basically, every record that I make is basically a look at my life over the last 15, 16 months, the things that have happened. And didn't necessarily happen in that time frame, but that's when the song came, so that's when I wrote it. So I use the songs as my therapy. And, you know, it's basically, the audience is the listener, and I'm telling you what's going on in my life. Thinking about all the times I let you down. Now both my feet are firmly planted on the ground. I found it in my lifetime to be very difficult to say I'm sorry about a lot of things, and I think that's just a male thing to do. You know, there's a vulnerability there in saying that you're sorry and should have been loving you. Is that song that says, you know, as I look back, there may have been things that may have hurt you. And I'm sorry.
Instead of running around, I should have been loving you. Should have been instead of breaking your heart. Should have been loving you. And baby, I'm so sorry for the things I put you through. Now I'm staring at the mirror at a fool. Who should have been loving you.
How did you get your start? I mean, I understand that you ended up kind of easing into this through songwriting.
Right.
So how exactly did that unfold?
Well, I sent my demos out everywhere, and all the record companies and publishing companies were wondering who was singing and who was playing and who was writing. I was like, well, that's me and me and me. Well, do you want a record deal? Sure, why not? I mean, I've been singing my whole life, too. Not to say I did, but I don't place a high merit on my vocals or anyone's for that matter, because without the song, what do you sing?
Before I let you go, you know, you have been a producer and songwriter for Mariah Carey, Justin Timberlake, Willie Nelson, Nelly, Vanessa Williams, Kenny G. You know, how do you like working with other people? How do you like that interaction?
I love working with other people if we all have the same goal. When I first started out, I was producing records because they were paying me a lot of money to do it, and it wasn't fulfilling because I didn't have the patience to deal with some of the other things that had nothing to do with making music. So I stopped. And I only work now with people that have and share the same love for music and the same love for the craft that I do.
You take good direction from yourself?
When I'm by myself, when I'm making records, in my brain, I already know what it's supposed to sound like. I think what I am good at is believing that it was right the first time I did it. I hear all my records all the time. It's like, man, that's not exactly right, but man, it sure feels good. So therein, you have to just be able to trust yourself. I do trust myself.
That's a great place to leave it. Brian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian McKnight's new album is 10, and we'll be looking forward to 11.